up, everybody? It's been a while, so I want to apologize, you know, for not talking to you guys for a long time. Miss all your faces. But, you know, I've been doing some real groundwork, you know, aside from the personal life stuff, doing some real good stuff, trying to get healthy, making sure my body's ready to go. Just so you guys know, I'll be talking every week, so this won't be the last time you get to talk to me.
You keep hearing you're ahead of schedule. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I mean, the knee feels great. I'm able to do all the stuff out there without any hesitation, so that's the best part about it. I'm excited about that, and, you know, it's all about having that confidence, and if you put the work in, you know, you'll have that confidence when you get back out there on the field. So it's about playing like you were never injured.
How long ago did you know you were going to be on the field for OTAs doing stuff you were doing off to the side there with Fred and Pierre?
You know, the weeks coming up to it, you know, I was feeling really good, and I went to coach and talked to him about giving us an opportunity to have a little bit of space, since we do have kind of an all-world, uncleared team there with me, Fred, Jordan, Pierre, so, and Thompson. So I wanted to have us to have that area so that we're not standing around the whole practice because, yeah, practice can get a little boring when you're not taking those mental reps. But as long as you can get a little bit of work in, you still kind of feel like a part of the team, even though we're separated from the team.
We saw you dropping, planning, throwing. As far as your rehab and everything else, what's the next step? What's the next thing you're going to be able to do?
It's just there's two phases left. Explosive sprinting and cutting. Those are the only two things left. Being at 4.5 months out, like I said, I am a little bit ahead, but, you know, Larry and the guys are doing a great job holding me back, but also letting me do some of the things I can do, which you guys saw out there, throwing, playing, and being able to run a little bit.
Is it hard to hold yourself back? I mean, I'm sure as a competitor, you want to be the guy under center now.
You know, the first knee surgery that I had, it was real hard to hold back, and, you know, I didn't have the LCL, so I was kind of able to do a lot of accelerated stuff, but now that I've been through it one time and I can see the bigger picture, yeah, it's hard, but, you know why you're doing it. So as long as you know why, it doesn't really matter how hard it is. I just try to, you know, make sure I go home, rest up, and get ready to do the same thing every day.
What's the timetable, as you understand it now, for those phases of rehab that you said are left, and what's your level of confidence about, A, training camp, and B, the season?
The timetable for the running part, you know, I was running out there, obviously, but as far as the explosive sprinting, that's in the next couple of weeks, and then the cutting, a couple of weeks after that. So I'm not really worried about those phases. They'll come when they come. But for training camp, you know, my goal is to be out there for training camp. Do I need to practice every day? Probably not. But that's for coach to decide. And, you know, I'm just worried about what I can control. And as far as the season goes, I know everyone's seen, you know, the commercials and just the statements of all in for week one. And, you know, I stand behind that. I want to be ready for week one. That's my goal. As soon as I woke up out of surgery, I put the date of the first game in my phone, and it was the passcode on my phone for a month while I was down there in Pensacola. So that's always been the goal. But once again, I'm not going to risk my career to play in one game. Yeah, I'm definitely all in for week one, but I'm also all in for my career as well.
With that explosive sprinting and the cutting, is that something that you, with the explosive sprinting and the cutting, is that something that you've tested out at all? Or is that something that they say you can't do this until this timeline, this month? How does that work?
Oh, I mean, I get a lot of can'ts when I'm trying to do stuff. So I've just gotten used to it. I can't wear a jersey. That's why you guys saw me in all black today. I can't throw with the quarterbacks. Can't take snaps with anyone. So that's why I was taking snaps from Anders on another field. Every day it's something else. I get restricted just a little bit more. But as far as running and cutting, you know, you guys saw me handing the ball off and doing boots and running out of that. That's kind of running and cutting. So Larry kind of tells me not to do that. But, you know, I keep it limited so that I'm not putting him in jeopardy, putting myself in jeopardy, or the team in jeopardy. So it's more of just organized, hey, I want you to sprint here. I want you to run to the right and cut to the left, those type of things. That's those next milestones that when he feels comfortable and Dr. Andrews clears me and the docs clear me to do that stuff, I'll be doing it.
You briefly talked about training camp in Richmond. Talk about what it's going to be like for you to be in a new facility close to, you have family members down there. Your grandma's a rock star down there now. So talk about that.
He totally interrupted the woman, man. It's okay. But, you know, Richmond, I think it's going to be great. I think it'll be a good time for us to get out, get away from everything, be with the team, It kind of forces you to you know, get to know your teammates a little bit better because you'll have no family around. And if you're focused, you'll, you know, work on the playbook, you know, play some ping pong or something non-athletic. Ping pong's not athletic, I'm just saying. Something non-athletic so you don't get in trouble, no basketball or anything like that. But I think it's good for the team, and then I think it's good for the fans too, to come out there and know that we're going to be in a different part of Virginia, just so they can come see us, and, you know, I think it'll be good.
Robert, what adjustments will you make to your game? Make sure you stay on the field.
Adjustments in my game? You know, I think the one thing that everyone gets fired up about is they say I need to change the way I play. And my view on that is I can't change my mindset, but I can be smarter about what I do out there. You know, I've got a year of experience, which some might not think that's a lot, but a year of experience in the NFL is big for anyone. And I have that experience, so I know what I have to do and then what I don't have to do. So it's about limiting those hits, making sure that I'm staying out there for my teammates. You know, if it's 3rd and 7 and I'm 3 yards away from the first down and, you know, here comes Ryan Clark trying to take my head off like he did last year, you slide or you get out of bounds. And I understand that. I understood it there during the season as well. But after what happened to me and what happened to this team at the end of the year, I understand that I have to be more careful when it comes to that. But I can still keep my same mindset about wanting to win every play, but just knowing, okay, on this one, you just got to let it go.
Robert, do you feel that the offense has to change, that you shouldn't be asked to do as much design runs?
You know, coaching them, they know exactly what they're doing. You know, we've had talks about the offense, and I mean, whether it's me running, Alfred running, some of the other backs we have, or me throwing the ball, we'll be ready to go. So it's not that you can't do this, you can't do that. It's more of, you know, we just got to go out there and be united as a team and united as a staff to go out there and be successful.
Were you happy with the way they used you last year?
Yeah, I was happy with the wins that we had. You know, the way we came out through the season and the adversity that we faced, being 3-6, finishing 10-6, getting to the playoffs, winning the division. I think all those things are the building blocks. And now it's just about continuing to make that relationship grow together so we can, you know, sprout up into a nice, beautiful tree.
But to answer the question, though, about the way you were used, did you have a problem with it at all?
No, I didn't have a problem with it.
Robert, right after you got hurt, you're dealing with not only, like, a devastating injury, but then there was so much talk about, should you have taken yourself out? Should the coaches have taken you out? How did you handle all of that, and how tough did it make the whole process of realizing you just got injured and now everybody's questioning it?
The injury and what happened with the injury clouded the success that we had the whole season. And I think it left a bad taste in the mouth of everybody, media, players, coaches and fans, everyone. But at the end of the day, you know, we won the division. We played extremely well down the stretch. When it mattered the most, we made it happen. And then we had an unfortunate loss in the playoffs. So, you know, we tasted the playoffs. Like I said, we want to get back there and go deeper into the playoffs. But my injury, I think it just clouded everyone's memory of what happened throughout the whole year. And for me, it was tough. It was tough because you sit there and there's you know, people picking apart every little thing, whether it's you, the coaches, and you're sitting there and you can't walk. You can't go to the bathroom on your own. You can't do all these things. So it was tough.
Robert, it's not just you now, it's your dad who's saying stuff and everybody's picking it apart. Do you guys ever have a conversation about what he says in regards to his opinion about the situation?
No, I mean, I talked to my dad after I saw what he said. I mean, I don't have a leash on my parents. They're my parents, guys, and I love my dad. So I talked to him after I heard what he said, and I told him thank you, because that's what he's supposed to say as my father. Yeah, he doesn't want to see me running out there. He wants to see me throwing the ball. He's the one that trained me. He knows what I can do. Coach knows what I can do. So, you know, it's not that I agree or disagree with what he said. I was just proud of the fact that he stood up and said something. And then when he's talking about us being united, I mean, that's the truth. The NFL, over the years, it's proven. When you have consistency at the head coach position and the quarterback position and everybody's on the same page, you win a lot more. And that's what we want.
Do you feel like there's any repair that needs to be done in your relationship with the coaching staff, with the organization, based on how everything was handled?
No, I mean, you know, it was an unfortunate situation there at the end of the season. I don't think there's anything that needs to be repaired. You know, obviously we all just need to move forward and, you know, continue to just let that bad taste that was in everybody's mouth just get out and move forward to the next year. The only thing that needed to repair from last year was my knee, and that is repaired, and I'm ready to go.
Robert, if anything, the last few weeks have shown, if anything, the last few weeks have shown that the successful quarterback of the Washington Redskins can tweet something and it becomes a big viral story, and we've had a couple of things. You had sort of a rant a couple of weeks ago. We're still trying to figure out what you were talking about, if you could enlighten us on that one. And then also, the wedding registry thing, any thoughts on how that's taken off and gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's really been crazy. You can't really do anything or say anything without it being blown out of proportion. So I know what tweet you're talking about. So when it comes to the political correctness tweet, I don't want to sit here and talk about it all day, because we literally could. There's so many different aspects of that word and that phrase that we could dive into. And the only thing I will say about that is I think there's a difference between political correctness, common sense, and being offensive. And that's the only thing I'll say about that and move on from that. And then the wedding registry, I just want to say thank you to the fans. Thank you guys for, I didn't ask you guys to do that. The media made that public, and you guys decided to give me gifts out of the generosity of your heart. So I do truly appreciate that. But anything else that came after that, criticism, stuff like that, you just got to move on and don't worry about it.
Who's given you advice? What players have you talked to that have given you advice about coming back from an injury like this?
People I've talked to? Yeah, I talked to Adrian Peterson. That's the obvious one. And what everyone else says, and I've already been through the injury once, so I'm not all knowing about the injury, but so I listen to guys, and Adrian said what everyone else said. I'm not Adrian. Adrian's not me. Everybody's body heals a little bit differently. And Rex also tore an ACL in his career, and he's talked to me about the uncertainties that he had with the injury. But my view was always, even from the first one, you come back like you were never hurt, because that's the only way you can play. You don't play the game afraid to get hurt. You play the game like you're supposed to be invincible, while at the same time being smart and sliding and all the other stuff. So,
going forward in this offense, do you have to run less? Do you have to be more of a thrower going forward?
Going forward, I think it's whatever the defenses want us to do. I think defenses with any quarterback in the league, they want to be physical with the quarterback. It doesn't matter who you are, myself, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Kaepernick, Russell, Luck, any of us. They want to be physical with the QB. I think when it comes to quarterbacks that run the zone read option, I think it's brought up a lot more. But anytime you saw in the playoffs or down the stretch, teams are saying, hey, we need to get to Peyton Manning. Hey, we need to get to Tom Brady. And that's the same thing they're saying about me and other quarterbacks around the league who are running these zone reads. So I don't know what it'll be, what the mix will be, how many rushing attempts I'll have or how many passing attempts I'll have. I just know we want to win games, and that's what we're going to do.
As positive a thinker as you are, after the injury, was there ever a moment of doubt where you thought, oh, no, and have you had any setbacks during your rehab?
No setbacks during the rehab. There was no point in the injury process or surgery that I woke up and said, oh, no, I might not play again. That was never a thought that crossed my mind. The tough part about it, honestly, was I went into surgery not knowing what was wrong. I knew I was going to have to get my LCL repaired, but looking at the MRIs and everything, we couldn't really tell if my ACL needed to be repaired. So, I've been through this before, so I know if you have a patella tendon graft on the same knee, you can't get it from the same knee. So I knew when I got put to sleep, if I woke up and felt my left knee, that I had had surgery on my ACL. So I woke up, the nurse didn't notice I was up, and I felt my left leg. I went back to sleep because I didn't want to have to deal with it at that time. And yeah, it's tough for me to talk about it. It's one of the things I get emotional about because it was tough at that time. I woke back up and, I told everybody who was there in that room with me, and, it was tough. I mean, that's the easiest way to say it. Yeah, I cried. Real men cry. Doesn't matter. And I moved on. As soon as we finished our little cry festival, I put the data of the first week in my phone, and that was my goal since then. The doctors have tried to keep me down and keep me from doing so many things, and I appreciate that from them because that's what they're supposed to do, while at the same time I'm supposed to push through it because that's what you have to do with an injury like this.
Robert, you didn't know you were going to have the ACL repaired. Could you kind of take us through then how that comes about?
Doc told me. he told me after he looked at the MRI, he said, I don't know if the ACL is gone, which gave me a little bit of hope, gave my family a little bit of hope in the organization that the injury wouldn't be as serious. And then when they put me to sleep, you know, when I woke up and my dad was talking to me and he said, you know, he looked at it for 15 minutes and he couldn't tell what he needed to do. And he said, if I was 40 and I wasn't going to play football anymore and I was, you know, might play a pickup game of basketball here and there, I wouldn't have needed the surgery on my ACL. But because of the player that I am and the type of game that I can play, he went ahead and did it for me because he felt it was needed.
So was the LCL completely torn?
The LCL was not completely torn.
So you put the date in your phone right away and you're planning on playing, you want to play, but the moment, May 23rd to September 9th, do you think, knowing your body, that you'll be out there for the opener? If you had to say right now, your hunch is that you're going
to
play?
If I had to say, yeah. I mean, like I said, I control what I can control. I can control my recovery. I can control how hard I work. I can control my mental reps out there, what I can do film-wise and stuff like that. I can't control what the coaches do.
Do you fear that you may have less say now moving forward because of how last year ended?
No, I just feel like everyone's going to be really hypersensitive about anything that happens with me. My biggest fear is that I roll an ankle and they pull me out the game. And I mean, that's being serious. And
when you say everyone, you mean fans?
I'm not just saying everybody. It's the position you put yourself in when you're a high caliber athlete, especially a quarterback. Fans are going to be a lot more hypersensitive. The media will be, the coaches will be, and you know, that's something that I have to deal with now. But you know, like I told Coach then, I was being honest with him then, and I'll be honest with him from now on.
You mentioned your relationship with Mike, how important that is for a coach and a quarterback. Did you guys have a specific conversation in the wake of the injury about staying in the game and just kind of hash everything out, or did you not feel like that was necessary?
No, me and Mike hashed everything out. And
how soon after the season was that?
I mean, it was a while after the season, you know, because I was in Pensacola for a month. So we hashed everything out. We talked, and we're moving forward from it. So that's, you know, I told you guys that before. Say it again, and, you know, that's all I can say. We talked about it. We are on the same page, and we're ready to go in.
During that conversation?
No, there's no apologies. No apologies.
Would you be comfortable playing that opener without having taken the snap in a preseason game?
I've thought about that, and yeah, I would be comfortable with that. That's all I can say. I have no control of whether I play in the preseason or not, so I would be comfortable running out of the tunnel, FedEx Field, with the smoke and everything.
If you had to get creative to replace the physical reps that you're missing right now, because everybody talks about mental reps, but if you had to do some things creatively to try to replace the physical reps that you're missing.
Yeah, what I have, and that's part of the process of me with those other guys being on the 15-yard line going in. We go through the whole entire script. You know, I do the same thing I did as a rookie, going through the script each play, writing down what I have to do, because that, as long as I know it, I know I can go out there and do it. That's where that year of playing and knowing the system a little bit better now helps you. That you can make sure you actually get the mental rep and you know exactly what you're looking at every play that goes up. And then after practice, I'll stick around and I'll do some stuff with the guys. But, you know, the OTA process will be a very frustrating one because, you know, as you guys saw, I feel healthy and I look healthy, but they're not going to put me out there. They're not going to let me do anything. And I have to continue to just keep grinding at it as much as I can to make sure I get it.
Robert, some of your teammates said thanks to the fans. Now you have...
What exactly, you know, those mean to you and how you go about it?
The mental rep. All right. So basically, you know the play. You know what defense you're going against. You need to know where you're supposed to be looking, you know, what all your eligibles are and everything, and just pay it. It's basically paying attention. That's what a mental rep is. You're paying attention. You know what you're supposed to look at, and you're yelling it out before it happens. And that it helps you looking at it from a different perspective, that when you get out there on the field, you kind of already know, okay, I only need to look at this one guy on this play. I only need to look at this one guy on this play, and you go about it that way.
Robert, your teammates said now that they know you have enough cups and plates, they're going to have a team dinner at your house next to the fans. Are you ready to host the team now that you've got an infinite number of supplies to do so?
I don't know if the neighborhood I live in would enjoy all those cars being out there, but I'm definitely going to have a housewarming get-together because that's what we do in the National Football League. We get get-togethers, no parties, and it'll be fun. So once everything's settled and the furniture and everything's in, I'll have everybody over. Robert,